Say, go right ahead. Don't let me stop you.
Oh, that's all right. I guess we've danced about enough.
It's a pretty hot night for dancing.
Yes, it is.
Well, I gotta be going along. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Up to bed, children.
Who's that boy?
Why, that's Mr. Sankey. He's the milk collector.
What's he hanging around here for?
Well, he lives down the block somewhere.
Oh, he's just out getting his wife some ginger ale.
Yeah? Well, what I want to know is, why ain't Rose home yet?
I told you, Frank.
Well, what I'm telling you is, you ought to be looking after your kids instead of doing so much dancing.
Why, it's the first time I've danced and I don't know where.
Let me out of him! Kill him!
Come on!
Let me out of him!
Why, Willie, what's the
matter?
He
was having a fight, so I thought I'd better stop.
Oh, Willie, have you been fighting again?
Well, that big bum going finger said that to me.
Who's been saying things to you?
That big bum Joe Cully, that's who. I'll knock his goddamn eye out next time.
Willie!
Shut up, you're swearing, you hear? Or I'll give you something to bawl for. What did he say to you, huh? What did he say to you?
Ow! Let go of my arm!
What difference does it make what a little street loafer says?
Nobody's asking you. Go on up to bed now. Go on, beat it.
Wait, Willie. I'll go with you. Are you coming up, Frank?
No, I ain't. I'm going around to Callahan's for a drink. And if Rose ain't home when I get back, there's gonna be trouble.
Well, good night, all.
Good night.
Limbo!
Say, you missed it all.
What?
Well, there was dancing, see? And who should come along but Sankey?
Ooh.
Well, there was the three of them. Mr. Morant looking at Sankey as if he was ready to kill him. And Mrs. Morant as white as a sheet. And Sankey as innocent as the babe unborn.
Did he say something?
No, not till after Sankey was gone. Then he wanted to know who he was and what he was doing there.
He's the milk collector, she said.
It's just awful.
Oh, and then Willie comes home.
The boy told the Willie his mommy is a whore and Willie lick him.
Well, and what else is she?
Stop it.
Stop it! Can't you leave her alone? Have you no hearts? Why do you tear her to pieces like a pack of wolves? It's cruel!
What's the matter, you?
Well, listen to him, will you? He must be going off his nut, too.
He's a reader too much a book. He's a bad for you.
I think he's loving the girl.
Yeah? Well, that's all the Morants need is to have their daughter get hooked up with him. It's a fine house to be living in, ain't it? Between the Morants upstairs and that screwy bunch down here. Well, come on upstairs, George.
No, I think I'll go around to Callahan's and shoot a little pool.
Him and his pool. Tomorrow he won't be fit for work again. Well, good night.
Good night,
Mrs. Jones. Margarita, if ever I catch you sleeping with that milkman, I'm gonna break your neck.
Stop your foolishness, Lippo, and come to bed.
At night, when everything is quiet, this old house seems to breathe a sigh. Sometimes I hear a neighbor snoring. Sometimes I hear a baby cry.
Oh,
This is where I live, Mr. Easter.
Good evening, Miss Morant.
Oh, good evening, Mrs. Fiorentino. Well, good night, Mr. Easter. I've had a lovely time.
Why, wait a minute. I've hardly had a chance to talk to you.
We've been doing nothing but talking since 6 o'clock.
No, we haven't. We've been eating and dancing. Rose.
Please don't, Mr. Easter. There's somebody coming.
Good evening, Miss Morant.
Good evening, Mrs. Olson. How's the baby?
Oh, she was crying all the time.
Oh, the poor little thing. What a shame. Good night, Mrs. Olson.
Oh, good night, Miss Morant.
She's got the cutest little baby you ever saw.
Yeah? That's great. Rose, I'm crazy about you.
Please let me go now. It's awfully late. My father doesn't like it when
kiss
I...
Kiss me goodnight.
No.
Why not, hmm? Just one kiss.
No.
Yes.
It wasn't nice of you to do that.
I'm clean off my nut about you.
You shouldn't keep looking at me at the office. The other girls are beginning to pass hints about it.
Is that a fact? I guess I just can't keep my eyes off you. Well, we gotta do something about it.
I guess the only thing for me to do is look for another job.
That's just what I've been thinking, too. A girl like you has got no business to be working all day in a real estate office. Why, you ought to be on the
Don't be silly. How could I ever get a job on the stage?
Easy as walking around the block for a girl that's got all you've got. Just leave it to me. I've got 3 or 4 friends in show business. Ever hear of Harry Porkins?
No.
Well, he's put on a lot of musicals. He's an old pal of mine. And I'd just say to him, Harry, here's a little girl I'm interested in. And you'd be all set.
On Broadway and go dancing at the Sanswear Bar and have yourself an up-and-coming boyfriend who can make any course in car. Hey, kid, would you like to be on Broadway and wear some Bergdorf Goodman clothes, red alligator shoes, a bright gold anchor, bright lights and the white lights that gleam and glow? Wouldn't you like to be the leading lady in my heart, but also in some Broadway show? Wouldn't you like some personal promotion to an inch on the great white way? Would you? Hey, kid, how about it? Hey, kid, wouldn't you like to be on Broadway? It's just a few blocks over. I know the way. Hey, kid, it's easy. I'll show you the way.
Look out!
Oh, good evening.
Jones. It's been a terrible day, hasn't it?
Yeah, awful. I think your father's been kind of worried about you.
Oh, has he?
Yeah. Well, I gotta give Queenie her exercise. Good night.
Good night, Mrs. Jones. I'll soon have all the neighbors talking about me.
What can they say, huh? That they saw you saying goodnight to somebody on the front doorstep?
They can say it worse than that. And what's more, they will, too.
Well, if you'll just listen to what I'm telling you, you won't have to worry about any of them. Wouldn't you like to get away from this crummy old street? Wouldn't you like to have a smart little place of your own?
Wouldn't you like to have two maids scrubbing your shoulder blades in a bubble mat suite? Can't you hear the doorman at the stage door? Here's your car when we leave your dressing room. Wouldn't you like to have the crowds applaud you at your first night on the great white way?
Wouldn't you? Hey, kid, what do you say? Hey, kid,
wouldn't you like to be on Broadway? Just a few blocks over, I know the way. Hey, kid, it's easy. I'll show you the way.
No.
Why not? There's really nothing wrong about it, sweetheart.
No, and you mustn't call me sweetheart.
Why not?
Because I'm not your sweetheart.
But I want you to be. Why, think of all the good times we could have. You with a little apartment and all. And maybe we could get us a little car.
And what about your wife?
The way I figure it, she doesn't have to know anything about it.
I don't think it's the way I want things to be.
I've looked in the windows of diamonds. They're beautiful, but they're cold. I've seen Broadway stars in fur coats that cost a fortune, so I'm told. I guess I'd look nice in diamonds and sables my hair to my charms. But if someone I don't care for would buy them, I'd rather have to.
If he sees you.
All right, I'll go. Good night. See you tomorrow.
Hello, Pop.
Who was that guy you were talking to?
That's Mr. Easter, the manager of the office.
You went out with him?
Well, you see, Pop, the office is closed tomorrow on account of Mr. Borden's funeral. So I had to stay late to get out some letters, and after that we went to dinner.
This is a hell of a time to be getting home from dinner.
Well, we danced afterwards.
Oh, you danced, huh? With a little naked on the side, is that it?
No, it isn't. And even if it were, you
have to... It's your business, is that it? Well, I'll make it my business, see? Is this bird married? I thought so. They're all alike, them guys. All after the one thing.
Be quiet, Pop, and go upstairs before you wake everybody up.
Ain't you coming up?
Not for a while. I want to get a breath of air before I go up to that hot room.
Well, just get this straight. No married man ain't gonna come nosing around my family. Get me?
You just wait and see. Someday I will run off with someone. Oh, what's the use? Maybe I should say yes to Mr. Easter. Get out of this. Still, I don't know.
Kinda cute, ain't she?
Say, according to you, anything in a skirt is kinda cute. Providing the skirt is short enough.
Yeah, but they ain't any of them as cute as you, May.
Yeah? Go on, tell me some more.
Honest, I mean it. How about a little kiss? You might show a little enthusiasm.
Say, I think I ought to hang out a flag every time some jerk decides to wipe off his mouth on me.
Oh, don't be that way, sugar. I can't take it.
No kidding.
No, this is on the square. Nobody ever had me jumping through hoop like...
Moon-faced, starry-eyed, peach has cream with nuts on the side. I never knew there was anyone living like you. Moon-faced, starry-eyed, I'm gonna bust my best with pride. I never lived, baby, not at all, till I met you. At 6 o'clock when I'm by your side. I swear my heart's nowhere without you.
Come on, I feel like stepping.
Yeah, well, not me. I've been hippity-happing on these dogs all night.
Well, what the hell? You only live once.
The way I feel, that's twice too often.
Why, you're losing your control. Come on, get it over the plate.
Hey, let go, will you? I'm pooped, I'm telling you.
I guess the trouble with you is you need another little shot.
No, I can't swallow any more of that rotten cheese.
All you gotta do is shut your eyes and make believe it's scotch.
Hey, for God's sakes, what you doing emptying that bottle?
I thought you didn't want none.
Can't you take a chill?
Watch your step, baby. You'll have to go right up in a puff of smoke.
Oh, boy! I feel like a tree alone fire. Say, what the hell did they make that stuff out of?
3 parts high octane, 1 part antifine.
I'm a he-man. Where have you been all my life? Moon-faced, starry-eyed, your whiskey straight with beer on the side. Can it be true that I'm loved by a Tarzan like you? Moon-faced, starry-eyed, you took my heart on a buggy ride. Heard on the heart like I never been born without you.
His apartment. There won't be nobody there.
I ought to go home. Oh, baby, nail down that sidewalk, will ya?
Come on.
Sweet Papa. Hello, Rose. How's the milkman?
Good night, sweetheart.
Miss Moran,
Did you get them?
Yes, the doctor will be here right away. And Mrs. Thomas said it would take her about an hour.
She's got terrible pains. Your mother's up here with her. I think she's calling.
Hello, Rosie.
Good evening.
What's your hurry?
It's late.
Oh, you don't want to go to bed yet? Come on, I'll take you for a ride in me hack.
Please, let me pass.
You got a lot of strength, ain't you? Say, do you know you're getting fat?
Let me go, you big tough.
Take your hands off her.
Well, loco's here. What the hell do you want?
I said take your hands off her.
Oh, so that's the way you feel about it, is it?
Oh!
You let him alone or I'll call the policeman.
Oh, gee, don't frighten me like that. I got a weak heart. Hello, Ma.
Hello, Vincent. What's going on here?
Oh, just a little friendly argument. Tarzan don't want me to say good evening to his girlfriend.
Come upstairs, Vincent. I saved some stew for you.
All right, I'm coming. Good night, dearie. Some shit you picked out for yourself, huh?
You seem to have plenty of admirers, Miss Morant. But I guess you come by it natural.
That dirty bum. I'd like to kill him.
It's all right, Sam. Why should you pay any attention to a big tough like that? He's nothing but a loafer, you know that.
I guess you think I'm just a coward.
Why? Because he happens to be bigger and stronger than you are? You know he's not worth your little finger. 10 years from now, he'll still be driving a taxi, and you... Why, you'll be so far above him, you won't even remember he's alive.
I'll never get anywhere.
Why, of course you will. A boy with your brains. Graduating from college with honors and all that.
What good does it do you when nobody ever looks at you? When nobody cares whether you exist or not?
I care, Sam.
I wonder if you really do.
Of course I do. You're the best friend I have in the world. Sam, there's something I want to ask you.
What is it, Rose?
I wouldn't dream of asking anybody but you. Sam, do you think it's true what they're saying about my mother? I guess it is, isn't it?
They were talking here before. I couldn't stand it anymore. Oh, God, why do we go on living in this sewer?
What can I do, Sam? You see, my father's always been sort of strict, sort of making you freeze up. When you really wanted to be nice and loving. That's the whole trouble, I guess. My mother never had anybody to really love her. Only, the way things are now, everybody's spying and whispering and making remarks. Oh, if I only knew what to do.
I wish I could help you, Rose.
You do help me, Sam. Just by being nice and sympathetic and talking things over with me. You keep me from getting that feeling that I'm all alone in the world. Oh, just listen to the poor thing. She must be having terrible pains.
Pain! Nothing but pain. That's all there is to life before we're born. Nothing but pain, brutality, strife. Too high a price to pay for life. Not worth it, not worth it to live. A scream of birth, a moan of life got to give.
the whitewashed palings stands the lilac bush, tall and broken, with heart-shaped leaves of green.
Big things someday. confidence in you.
Have you really, Rose?
Of course I have.
De esta forma hemos presentado el primer acto de Street Scene, o escena callejera en castellano, ópera de Kurt Weill. Elenco: Abraham Kiplan, Emil Belcourt, barítono; Greta Fiorentino, Hélène Makelov, soprano; Carl Olsen, David Marsh, bajo; Olga Olsen, Fiona Kim, contralto; Emma Jones, Meryl Dickinson, mezzosoprano; Shelley Kaplan, Bly Dove, papel hablado; Sam Kaplan, Jerry Hadley, tenor; Henry Davis, Bruce Hubbard, bajo; Anna Morant, Josephine Barstow, soprano; Frank Morant, Samuel Raimi, bajo; Daniel Buchanan, David Kubler, tenor; Lippo Fiorentino, Anthony Mee, tenor; Rose Morant, Angelina Reo, soprano; primera nodriza, Arlene Oyer, soprano; segunda nodriza, Della Jones, mezzosoprano; Harry Easter, Kurt Ullman, barítono; Henry Hildebrand, Barbara Banny, soprano; Steve Sankey, Tom McVeigh, papel hablado; Vincent Jones, Matthew Costello, papel hablado. Junto a ellos intervino el coro y la orquesta de la ópera escocesa bajo la prestigiosa dirección de John Mauseri. En nuestro próximo programa, como hemos señalado antes, les ofreceremos el segundo y último acto de esta obra. En este programa hemos trabajado para ustedes, locución y toma de voz, quien les habla, Luis Armando; audio compaginación técnica, Leonora Balzani; coordinación, Fonoteca RNU; libreto y programación musical, Fernando Funes.
Hasta aquí hemos compartido Lírica Viva, una propuesta de Fernando Funes. Nos reencontramos el próximo lunes a la hora 21.